and welcome to Success Magazine's Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio we provide free in every issue of Success Magazine. My name is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. We are going to stop them. That was a promise, a battle cry, to end a country's longest-running war. But this particular battle cry wasn't bellowed by a mighty Roman general or promised by a president of a powerful nation. No, it was uttered in a dark, hollow room in northern Uganda to a frightened boy by a recent college grad from San Diego, California. And it was impossible. The college kid was Jason Russell, founder of Invisible Children. The war was the longest-running war in Africa, led by the LRA, Lord's Resistance Army, and the warlord Joseph Kony, number one on the International Criminal Court Most Wanted list for genocide and crimes against humanity. The young boy was Jacob, who had been abducted by the LRA and made to watch his brother be murdered right before his eyes by Joseph Kony's hand. Sadly, tragically, Jacob's story is not unique. Kony and his rebel army have abducted 30,000 children in Africa, ripping them from the arms of their families, making them sex slaves, or forcing them to kill their own people. Jason believed if the citizens of the United States knew about this, they would insist these atrocities on children be stopped. But how could they let the U.S. know? Well, Oprah, of course. But let's face it. Getting on Oprah was almost as impossible as stopping a war. April 25th was the day. Jason and his two co-founders would gather 10,000 people in 100 cities across the globe to demand attention from national news, to give a voice, to be the cry for the invisible children halfway around the world. In Chicago, 3,000 people came, an Oprah-worthy crowd, they were certain. They stood outside in 40-mile-an-hour winds and sheets of freezing cold rain. The crowd quickly dwindled to 300 freezing cold, trash bag-clad believers. It wasn't enough. No media came. No Oprah. Nothing. One day, 2 days, 3 frigid days passed. Days without sleeping, showers, or success. They called news stations. They called Oprah's main switchboard. Nothing. The brave 300 moved throughout the city, refusing to give up, but victory looked impossible. Exhausted, disappointed, and upset, on day 4, they decided to do something outrageous. It was clear Oprah wouldn't answer their calls, emails, tweets, Facebook posts, or YouTube pleas, but perhaps she would answer their song. On that 4th day, they sang one song, U2 in the Name of Love. Now 500 voices strong, 30 times over in the streets outside Harpo Studio. Surely this would do it. Nope, nothing. Though they watched from the windows, not a single one of Oprah's staff stepped outside. This was impossible. The 5th day was Friday. Jason and his team knew it was their last chance. Oprah didn't air on the weekend and the crowd certainly wouldn't stay. At 2:48 a.m., the troops mobilized, and in the hours before sunrise, they walked to Harpo Studios. They knew Oprah arrived early, and they weren't going to miss it. By 5:30 a.m., the entire block around Harpo Studios was surrounded, and they stood there shoulder to shoulder. When Oprah's car pulled in at 7:15 a.m., she asked her people about the ragtag-looking crowd standing outside. Her people strongly advised that she stay away, to just ignore them. But at this point, ignoring them was impossible. Moments later, Oprah herself emerged. She invited Jason and a few others inside while the crowd held their breath. Were they in trouble? Had they just infuriated the most powerful woman in the world? Nope, they had just done the impossible. Oprah invited them to go live on air in an hour. Right then, right there, in the streets of Chicago, after nearly a week without sleep and inches from losing all faith, Jason and his unstoppable team told the largest, most committed viewing audience in the United States of America that Joseph Kony was out there, that a war was raging, that innocent children were being abducted and murdered in brutal ways and in terrifying numbers, and that together, we are going to stop them. It is possible for you too to do the impossible. This issue was designed to encourage, inspire, and challenge you to do so. We want to help you do what others, maybe even your own former self, once thought impossible. You can do it, and we can help. And we have two tremendous guests who themselves have done the seemingly impossible. No doubt, by the time we're done, you'll be ready. So let's jump right in and get started. And as always, know that you can count on success to be your most important resource to inspire, inform, and improve your life. Welcome to Success.